Trumpeter swans are the largest of the seven species of swan, three of which can be found in Canada. If you want to spot a trumpeter swan, you're more likely to see them swimming near Anglin Bay, but you might see some flying overhead here too. These distinctive birds have black bills, and they build impressively large aquatic nests, sometimes 3 meters in length, on existing structures like beaver lodges. Trumpeter swans also have these calls that are called oo-oo calls, and they're known to make softer oo calls when trying to find each other. In the early 20th century, North America's largest water bird and one of the world's heaviest birds capable of flight was on the verge of extinction. Trumpeter swans were once abundant in Ontario, but, like many wild animals, their numbers dwindled when colonizers arrived. In 1916, it was feared that there were only 100 of them left on the continent. Swans were killed not only for their meat, but for their skin and feathers, which were used to make quill pens and adorn hats. The last trumpeter in the province was shot on Lake Erie in 1932. As their numbers declined across the continent, they became something of a news sensation, with swan births widely reported on. For example, in July 1963, the Kingston Whig Standard reported that 4 baby trumpeter swans had hatched in Washington, the first hatched east of the Rocky Mountains in 80 years. The visibility of trumpeter swans in Kingston today, not to be confused with the more numerous mute and tundra swans, is the result of decades-long conservation efforts to protect the species. In 1916, the same year that the species was on the verge of collapse, Canada and the United States signed the Migratory Bird Treaty, which greatly assisted in reviving their populations in British Columbia. They were then reintroduced into Ontario by Harry Lumsden, a retired biologist from the Ministry of Natural Resources. From 1982, 3 techniques were used for hatching and raising cygnets who could be reintroduced to the province. The first involved placing eggs in nests of feral mute swans on the northwest shore of Lake Ontario for foster raising. The second, eggs were hatched in incubators and cygnets were raised by humans. And the third, eggs were left with captive breeding pairs for incubations and raising of the cygnets. The cygnets raised in the program were held in covered pens at Fair Lake Metro Toronto Zoo and the Y Marsh Wildlife Centre for 1 or 2 years before being released. While trumpeters remain rare in the province, the Trumpeter Swan Society has now released 540 birds in Ontario, and the wild population has increased to between 2,500 to 3,000, which is considered self-sustaining. This is a particularly impressive achievement when one realizes that the birds only start reproducing when they're about 5 years old. It also, however, raises some important questions about the nature of rewilding. What does it mean to reintroduce animals back into environments in which they have long been absent, for the released animals, for the ecosystems, and for other animals living there? Should humans actively rewild or step back and let animals and ecological processes take the lead? These and other questions may be answered by ongoing surveillance of rewilded animals through banding and other technologies, and also through citizen science. Another volunteer-run organization, the Ontario Trumpeter Swan Restoration Group, is helping a resurgence by asking citizens to help identify swans in the region. You can help by reporting a sighting. Have a look around. Can you see any trumpeters?